Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, last week, due to Labor Day, several of the cattle sales closed. But according to Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache, most of the sales were steady to a year ago, but with a significant reduction in the calf market.
Well, we started out, of course, we didn't have a sale Monday and Tuesday in Oklahoma City, and the rest of the sales I looked around were pretty much, steady to a year ago. And of course, a year ago, we were all down. But Casey, we did see this week, we had a pretty good run at Apache, but still had 450 cows. And I talked to probably 70% of every producer that come in that had cows from 2 head to 20 head of cows, and they would not be wore out cows, but they would be cows that were open or cows that they knew the calves didn't perform. So they cull them pretty quick and pretty quick and pretty deep. And I asked them, I said, what do you think? And they said, well, these cows come off a place we don't have any water on. We got grass, but no water. Or we've got no grass and no water.
Rodenberger says drought a huge concern for producers right now.
Everybody I talk to is nothing but drought, drought, drought. And I said, didn't we have a good spring? They said, we had a tremendous spring. But said in July, that 115 degree weather, and 30 mile an hour winds, he said, I'm telling you, it went from looking like an oasis to the desert. And he said, we're not going to try to feed, carry feed or water all winter. We're going to cut down and spread them out to where we can got enough feed and water to maintain what we got and then just go forward. So I don't know. I mean, in our trade territory, and I'm going to say that's south of I-40, plumb down into, Texas, we don't have heifer retention. We still got them culling cows.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, U.S. beef exports continued building momentum in July. USDA data says July beef exports totaled 110,419 metric tons, which is up about 7% from a year ago, and the second largest of this year. Export value rose 12% to $910 million, also the second highest this year. July growth was fueled by higher demand in Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and the Middle East, and other regions. From January through July, value increased 6% from last year, despite a 2% drop in volume. Pork exports were well above a year ago levels in July, led by a record value for shipments to Mexico. Pork exports reached 24,200 metric tons in July, 10% higher than last year. Export value rose 13% to $710.5 million, fueled by a record $244.5 million for leading market Mexico. Through the first 7 months of 2024, exports were 4% above 2023, and then the export value rose 6%. You've got farm news.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.